This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. Parshas Bamidbar ends with the counting of the Bnei Kohos from the age of 30 to 50, the ones who carried the Klei HaMikdash, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos. And the Pasuk tells us that Aaron Uvanov would cover the Kelim before the Bnei Kohos would come and carry them. And the Pasuk ends, V'lo yavoyu lirois kivala es HaKodesh v'mesu. And the Bnei Kohos should not watch as the Klei HaKodesh are being covered, for if they do, they will die. In Shulchan Aruch, by Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah, Simen Kuf Lamed Chesif Aleph, the Ramah Paskins, V'yechavein, sheyaschil tomed likroi bedover toiv, v'yesayim bedover toiv. One should always begin and end the laning on a positive note. And the Mefarshim ask, if that's the case, how do we end Parshas Bamidbar with the word Vamesu? V'lo yavoyu lirois kevala es HaKodesh Vamesu. That would be Messiah B'davara. I once heard a pshat that there's an opinion that Parshas Bamidbar does not end the way we have it, ending in Perek Dalet Pasuk Chof with the word Vamesu. But rather, Parshas Bamidbar ends 20 psukim earlier, by the beginning of Perek Dalet, because the way we have the division of Parshas Bamidbar and Nosai, the break between the two Parshios is in a very odd place. The beginning of Perek Chav starts with the count of the Bnei Kohos from the age of 30 to 50, but then it ends there, and Parshas Nosai finishes off this count and counts the Bnei Gershon and Merari from 30 to 50. Why would we start a new Parsha in the middle of the topic of counting the Bnei Gershon, Kohos, and Merari? Put them all together in one parsha. However, according to the opinion that Parshas Bamidbar ends in Perek Chof, Parshas Nosai then starts with Nosai es Rosh Bnei Kohos, and the counting of Kohos, Gershon, and Merari are all together in Parshas Nosai. So according to this, Vamesu is not at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, but rather somewhere in the beginning of Parshas Nosai, and we are not ending on a bad note. However, based on this, we would be adding 20 psukim to Parshas Nosai. And instead of Parshas Nosai having 176 psukim, it would have 196 psukim. And this would not be consistent with the idea that the three that are the biggest all have the number of 176. Parshas Nosai, the biggest Parsha, has 176 psukim. Masechtas Baba Basra, the biggest Masechta, ends on Daf 176. And Kapitel Kuf Yutes in Tehillim has 176 psukim. If Parshas Nosai starts 20 psukim earlier, it would have 196 psukim instead of 176, and would not fit with the idea that the three biggest have the same number, 176. So that is one answer that Parshas Bamidbar actually does not end with the word Vamesu. Another teretz that is given is that the pasuk is not actually ending on a bad note, even though the last word is Vamesu. Because in the context of the pasuk is saying that Aaron Uvanov should come and cover the Kalin in order that the Bnei Kohos should not die. V'loyavoyu lirois kevala es HaKodesh v'mesu. The Pasuk is not saying they should die, but rather how to prevent them from dying by covering the Kalin first. So v'mesu means in order that they should not die, and therefore it is not considered Messiah b'dovara. The Ben Ishchai offers yet another teretz, that after the Baal Korah ends with the word v'mesu, the one getting the aliyah makes the Birchas HaTorah, Asher Nosan Lanu Teras Emes. So that is the ending, and not the word Vamesu. And it's not ending with a Dovara. But he adds that if one is being Marv Esedra, where he does not say Birchas HaTorah, he should add a Pasuk after the word Vamesu in order to be Mesayim B'Dover Toiv. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that at the end of Parshas Nosai, the Torah discusses the Karbonos that the Nesiim brought on the first 12 days of Nisan, during the first 12 days that the Mishkan was standing. What is unusual is that the Torah repeats the full details of all the karbonos brought each and every day, rather than describing the karbonos once for day one, and then simply saying that each Nasi brought the identical karbonos as the ones brought by Nachshon ben Aminodov on day one. The Torah could have said, V'chein hikrivu kol ha-Nasiim ish ish yoymoy. Why did the Torah choose to present it at such great length, as opposed to just saying it once? Ramban answers that although each Nasi brought the exact same karbanas, their machshavos, their intentions were different. Outwardly, the karbanas were the same. However, b'machshava, each Nasi had distinct kavanos, corresponding to his shevet and to his ruchnius perspective. That is why it is repeated 12 times, to highlight that each one of them had a different kavana. There's a story about Reb Chaskel Abramsky, who was informed that someone was about to have a heart transplant. And Reb Chaskel responded, "Every day I daven in benching that I should not need a heart transplant." And a Talmud asked him, "Where in benching do you see anything, any reference to a heart transplant?" And Reb Chaskel answered, "We say in benching, V'no atat shvichenu, Hashem Elokeinu lo lidei matnas basar v'dam. Please, Hashem, do not make us dependent on gifts of flesh and blood." The simple meaning of these words are that we should have our own money and not have to rely on others. But Reb Chaskel used these words to daven that he should not have to take an organ as a gift from a bus of a dog. So just as Reb Chaskel took the words in benching and had his own kavonis, so did the Nasiim each have their own kavonis, even though they all brought the exact same karbonis. The Chiddush Yerim uses this same idea to answer a question on Rashi. Rashi brings Rav Moshe Adarshan, who explains the reason the Nasiim brought these specific karbonas. He says, Karis Keseth is Begematria 930, which corresponds to the years that Adam Harishon lived. The weight of the Karis Keseth was 130 shekel, corresponding to the age of Adam when he had Shais. Mizrak Echor Keseth is Begematria 520, 500, corresponding to Noach, who had children at the age of 500. And the 20 corresponds to the 20 years before he had children, when Hashem informed him that if the generation does not do tshuva, he would bring a mabul. The Mizrak Echor Kesef weighed 70 shekel, corresponding to the 70 nations that came from Noach after the mabul. And Rashi goes on to explain all the karbonos based on Rav Moshe Adarshan. What is interesting is that Rashi only quotes Rav Moshe Adarshan on day number 2 by the karbonos of the Nasi of Yisachar, Nesanel ben Suar. And the Mefarshim ask, why didn't Rashi tell us this Rav Moshe Adarshan immediately on day 1 by the karbonos of Nachshon ben Aminodov? A simple answer to this question is that Rashi was bothered, as he explains on day 2, why does the Pasuk say the word Hikriv twice? By Yoyim Hasheni Hikriv Nesanel ben Suar Nesi Yisachar, and then in the next Pasuk it says Hikriv es karbonos. Why does it say Hikriv twice? And Rashi goes on to explain that there were two reasons why Shevet Yisachar was zeiche to be second in bringing the karbonos of the Nasiim. One reason is because they were Talmidei Chachamim and learned a lot of Torah. And secondly, because it was their idea to bring these karbonos. And that's why it says Hikriv, Hikriv, because of the two reasons that they were zeiche to be Makriv second. Then Rashi quotes Rav Moshe Adarshan that it was actually the Nasi of Yisachar, Nesanel ben Tzur, who came up with this idea. So once Rashi quotes Rav Moshe Adarshan to say, Nesanel ben Suar he see on Eitz Azu, it was Nesanel's idea, Rashi continues by bringing the whole Rav Moshe Adarshan. So the reason why Rav Moshe Adarshan is first brought on day 2 is because it was brought in the first place to tell us something specific about day 2, that the Nasi of Yisachar, the Nasi of day 2, came up with this whole idea. And once Rashi quoted part of Rav Moshe Adarshan, he quotes the whole Rav Moshe Adarshan on day 2. However, the Chiddush Yerim gives a different answer to this question, based on the idea we mentioned before from the Ramban. If Rav Moshe Adarshan's pshat would have been brought by Rashi on day 1, we might have thought that Nachshon had these machshavos, the machshavos that Rav Moshe Adarshan mentions, and so did all the Nasiim have these same machshavos. By specifically mentioning Rav Moshe Adarshan's pshat on day 2, Rashi is telling us that this could have been the machshavos of Nesanel ben Suar on day 2, but Nachshon on day 1 had a different intention, and maybe the Nasi of Zvulun had yet another intention, and so on. Says the Chiddush Yerim, that's why Rashi waits till day 2 to tell us Rav Moshe Adarshan's pshat, to highlight that the Nasi of day 2 had these machshavos. However, each other Nasi had a different machshava, the same way the Ramban learns.